This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Sarah McCammon of NPR recently wrote an article for Nieman Reports. You can find it online. We have a link on our website. The article is titled, "The Road to Better National Journalism Starts in Small Towns," with a subheadline that the media would be better off with more journalists working outside the major cities. And a little bit of background on Sarah McCammon. She says she grew up in the Midwest in an evangelical family and has worked mostly in smaller cities. She did work for Iowa Public Radio for a while, so she's quite familiar with the Midwest and rural areas. So I think she knows a little bit about what she's talking about.
I think so. I'm biased because I started out a very small town paper and not far from here, actually, in Western Illinois, before moving up to a larger organization. But I think perspectives is what we need to mention here and take note of. New York is not necessarily, contrary to popular belief, the center of the universe. And when you close out the other perspectives of the other communities and small towns elsewhere in the world or the country, I think you're losing that. And I think we were just discussing how wasn't it these small towns or the Midwest and these small town Miss Western values that really decided this past election? I think when we open ourselves to that, we have a more well-represented, comprehensive, represented citizenry when we're aware of their thoughts and their feelings. And we have journalists also from those communities that know the thoughts and the concerns and the feelings of the citizens who reside there. I think it's only beneficial.
Well, you definitely want a diverse, journalism. I mean, you want people from all types of backgrounds. And small markets, and that's what I think. I think TV side. So small markets are the training ground for the national networks. I mean, no one's going from 22 years old to write to CNN. That doesn't happen. So you're training all your journalists in the small markets, and it's important to have that training ground. So,
but shouldn't the national media have more journalists perhaps based in rural areas and small towns? I think you'll find most network reporters are based in New York or some other major city, Chicago, L.A., whatever the case might be. And I don't think they're in touch with what's happening in rural America and small towns.
Well, I would agree with that, but I can see lots of reasons that they're not doing that. I mean, even smaller markets are getting rid of the bureaus in the small towns. Like, for instance, WGEM was one of those TV stations in the Quincy area that had bureaus in different cities, different towns, one of those being Macomb. They haven't had that bureau for a number of years now. It's just not fiscally sound for lots of different networks to have bureaus in different parts of the country that aren't, well, I guess, easily accessible by airports to be able to fly people out or in whenever they need to, and to just staff bureaus like that. And that's why even the small markets don't have bureaus anymore.
Well, perhaps that's contributing to the downfall when we don't have these bureaus or we don't represent the outlying areas. Case in point, from the newspaper I had come from, where we had bureaus and we had dwindled and got to the point where everyone worked out of the home base. And the reason that people read us is because we had covered areas beyond our city, beyond our county, and we even reached the smaller areas and the small town areas. I know when my coverage of reporting, where I had once covered this town, this area, and this city council, and this school district, and so on and so forth, or this police station, and where I would go to others in the area, well, it dwindled less to the point that we were all in the same base, and we didn't have that intimate contact with people or the citizens of which we were writing for, and we just weren't as good. We had, again, doing less with more and fewer resources. So that's contributed with the economic challenge. That's contributed, I think, to this problem that we're talking about.
I think it makes journalistic sense to have reporters in different areas, diverse areas, not just large metropolitan areas, but perhaps based in some small towns or rural regions. But it might not make fiscal sense, and it's unfortunate that once again something is really affecting journalism that is boiling down to dollars and cents instead of what makes the most sense in terms of journalism.
It certainly made my job more challenging as I went. And I see that, you know, the product was not as great and as diverse because it didn't recognize or it recognized, but it wasn't able as accessible to those people to hear their voices. And it just made the job more difficult. But with less resources, that was unfortunately the circumstance and the consequence of it.
And I don't remember if I've made this point on this program, but I know I've made it in other places, is that if you look at the national TV network anchors, I'm talking about ABC, NBC, CBS, those anchors, Scott Pelley, you know, makes $10 million a year. Does he have anything in common with regular folks? Either of you know anyone who's making $10 million a year? How can he possibly know if, you know, if he's setting the agenda for what they're reporting on the CBS network news, how does he have any clue what's happening in regular folks' life? How does he have any clue what's happening in small-town America?
You're right. They are pretty disconnected from the real world. I haven't worked on a national level for broadcasting. But even at a small market level or in a smaller market level, you know, I see that there is a disconnect occasionally from people who are maybe the head honchos of that news organization versus the people who are in the lower ranks and going out and getting the stories. But those anchors that you're talking about, the people on the national level, they're not the ones really going out and getting the information. They're not the ones really going out and talking to the people.
But they are setting the agenda. I mean, doesn't he have a certain amount of say? I say he, Scott Pelley, mm-hmm. but any of those anchors, David Muir or Lester Holt, they would have some sort of say in what they're going to put into that newscast.
Yeah, they get a say over that, just like any managing editor would, but they're not necessarily the ones that are writing the stories or even finding the stories. They're usually looking at a number of things that are brought to them and then picking from that. So there is a little bit of a disconnection. We saw that with this last election where people just had no – I guess the national media didn't see Trump coming, right? I mean, and they definitely covered him a lot and even more so than many of the other candidates because it was – he's a compelling figure. And he always had something interesting to say, or something always was going on at one of his stump speeches. But for them to be so surprised when he won, that just really showed me that they were relying more on the polls and not on the people who were on the ground.
And maybe in the course of covering him, they spent a lot of time on him instead of going out, especially in the early primaries or the Iowa caucuses. Going out and really getting a feel for what folks in those areas were thinking.
And I think they spent more time getting fellow legislators and lawmakers because this guy was so unusual, so outside the box,
yes.
So unorthodox, and where fellow Republicans were appalled, and they wouldn't have. The Lindsey Grahams and the John McCains would have nothing to do with them. But I think they neglected. I think we, the greater industry, neglected to go out into the heartland where those voters, as we saw, put them over the top.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.